Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Funny Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and happy Wednesday, where Wednesdays are our favorite day of the week. It's a good day, especially because we've got Darian here for another podcast episode. What up?
What? It was between that or singing your intro.
All right. What's up, you guys? It's definitely going to be a Fun and Games episode because we got Darian here. I'm so excited. And we love reading your gym stories. So that's what we're doing for today's episode. We're keeping this intro short because we want to get into the juicy gossip, the fun. Look, everybody has some bad moments in the gym. And I love that we just get to all bond over these stories together. So, Darian, this week's word of the week is action. We're all about taking action. And the definition of that is the fact or processes of doing something, typically to achieve an aim. For me, whenever I'm taking action and taking steps towards something, I feel so much better. I feel so much more confident. Instead of a lot of times I'll stay in that planning phase of like, oh, I'll write a million to-do lists, but I won't ever start tackling them. And for me, whenever I start putting things into action, I just feel so much better.
You guys, that is 100% true. And if you wait until your plan is perfect, you're never, ever going to start. So I was in the OR today. I was doing very, very, very fast-paced cases. And I've done them before, so I wasn't totally uncomfortable. But my anesthesia provider, my preceptor, sat in the corner of the room on his phone and said, hey, good luck. I have faith in you. And he was like, hey, man, that last one took a little too long. You know, I was like just taking forever. I couldn't find my groove, but I was just doing. I was having to figure it out on the run. And by the end of it, I was like, I felt lightning quick compared to the start. And I already had my own flow. And I had a minimal plan going in because I had never done this procedure at this specific hospital. But because I was doing and just figuring it out on the way, by my last case, I was like, I felt super comfortable.
That's really cool. Good for you. I'm proud of you, Darian.
But if I were to know that I was going to be solo and have zero help, I didn't know I was going to have zero help. But he did not help me. He would have if I got in trouble, obviously. But if I thought that I was going to be alone, I would have way overplanned. And you just sometimes cannot plan for everything perfectly. So you just got to do and you just got to start.
I just love that you cannot plan perfectly. I love that. You could spend forever planning, but some things you just don't know until you start putting it into action. And then that's where you fix and you adjust and you keep making changes and make it what it is for sure.
Yep. And then you think you might know what problems may arise as part of your goals, like as you're achieving your goals, but you will never know until you come across them. So
true.
Just do.
What a good word of the week. Nice one. You want to read the review of the week now, and then we'll hop into the juicy drama.
I would love to.
All right.
Okay. This review is by Danielle Valdez. And it says, okay, so I'm already a huge fan of Britt and her family and admire her work ethic. And her tenacity is amazing. But after listening to the latest podcast, I couldn't want to meet her any more than I thought I already did. Aww. I'm a landscape architect in Charleston, and hearing her relate to one of my passions is so cool. This podcast has really gotten me through some tough times, especially with the confidence to go to the gym. I really appreciate this podcast, and I hope everyone loves it as much as I do. All right, so that's really cool because I don't know if you knew this already, Danielle, but not only are you a landscape architect, which Brittany's obsessed with landscape and horticulture and design and all that, but Charleston is my number one place, favorite place that we visited.
Really? That's your favorite? I love
Charleston. Number two is Chicago.
Nice.
Well, okay, actually.
What so about number, Tampa? What about Hawaii?
Number one's Tampa now.
Southern California?
Whoa.
Okay, no, but Charleston was one of the best vacations.
Yes.
Because we lived in those other places, but vacation.
Charleston's my favorite vacation so far. Before we went to Tampa. Why'd you have to go and do that? I had my list already.
I know.
My list was Charleston, Chicago, everything else.
No, that's true. Because Southern California, we lived there, and Tampa, it wasn't a vacation. It was a work trip. So you're right, Charleston. We love Charleston.
Tampa's up there for Charleston, sure.
It's like a cool, like, southern city. You've got the beach. It's very laid back. Food culture is fantastic. It's like historical charm. We love it. And yeah, that makes my heart so happy. I love that you're doing landscape architecture. A little bit jealous. Thank you so much for leaving your review. That means so much. We're now going to get into the gym stories of the week. So I had you guys write in gym stories, like if they were longer, through email, and we have some through the Instagram portals on mine, and then as well as the Fun and Gains Podcast Instagram. And then I also had you guys write in a couple of advice tips. So at the end, we'll go through a couple of those and answer them. Darian, do you want to read the first one?
I would love to. Yay. Are we saying the names? Or are we keeping this
anonymous? No, it's always kept anonymous. And also, let me just say thank you, everyone who writes in. Like, you are what make these episodes so fun and special. And we're just so excited. So take it away, Darian.
As always, we read through these for the first time on the podcast. So the following are real reactions. Hey, Brett and Darian, before I start this gym story, I wanted to say that I've been listening to your podcast since the very first day you started it. I love tuning in each week and getting to hear so many funny stories and good advice. Love y'all. Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Anyways, I'm in college currently, but when I go home for break, I like to use my local gym that I used to go to during high school. A few winter breaks ago, I was working out at this gym when I noticed a guy I went to middle school with. We kept making eye contact, and eventually he came up to me. He was very polite, and the conversation went good, so when he asked for my number, I gave it to him. We began texting, and a few days later, I ran into him at the gym again. He was with his brother this time, so he introduced me, which was also very nice. The guy asked me on a date a few days later, and I went. The date was fine, but I realized during it that I was not interested in this man. I started to slowly distance myself so he would take the hint. A few days later after the date, I ran into his brother at the gym. I go to say hi to him, but then he proceeds to flirt with me. He starts telling me how much stronger he is than his brother and that his PRs are higher than his brother, even though he's younger. I try to laugh it off and walk away, but he keeps talking about how his brother is lame and he is the better brother. I was hitting back and by that day, and he looks at the weight that I have the lat pull down set to, then tries to flirt with me by saying he can lift that weight with just one arm. Then he asked if I could do any pull-ups, and I proudly said 3 because it had taken me very long to get that. He proceeds to tell me I'm slacking and that he can do 100 pull-ups and that he wants to personally train me.
Bro.
After that encounter, I decided I wanted nothing to do with these brothers. I go back to college and life is good until I notice that the brother who I went on a date with is my neighbor.
Oh, no.
He's my neighbor at college because I see him all the time at the facilities. Needless to say, I did not say hi. Man, okay, I did not see that coming. That was a good one.
Plot twist. Not this dude saying, I can do 100 pull-ups. Bro, bet. Show me. No cap. 100 dude. Pull-ups. That, no. Not Isn't even, that like the world record?
Not
like,
even I can do that, and I'm strong as heck.
So. Darian.
I don't believe it.
Let's go. Come on.
That
is wild.
I don't know what the record is. I'm sure there's someone that can do 100 pull-ups.
That is insane. Oh, and the fact that the brother, it just happens to go back to your college. Oh, and you like have to see him and just Man, that's a good one. That is a good one. This story says, hey girl, hey. First off, for my gym story, which is kind of embarrassing and happens to me on the daily at this point, which is now just becoming a norm, is when I can't get the leg press to lock and I'm stuck there, legs shaking, looking around so awkward, trying to get it locked and trying so many different things before actually getting help. LOL, please tell me I'm not alone. Okay, first of all, this happens to me all the time.
Is this a short girl problem?
This might be, because I even posted this, like I could not get it hooked. And it is like a moment of just terrifying. Like I'm looking around. I'm like, this could be the end of me.
Do you have to kind of like lift your butt off the bench a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
To like get it.
And I'm like, please don't hurt myself. Please don't hurt myself. But I do. I've moved to a different leg press where I can do it more easily. And that makes me feel a little bit better. It also says advice. I think she's giving the advice. It says, ask for help when needed. This is something I also need to get better at, clearly from my story above. Have a great Monday, but I can't wait for Wednesday.
Wednesday's our favorite day.
Yeah. Honestly, like, ask for help if you need something, especially if it's a leg press machine that might crush you.
All right. Next story. Hey, Britt, just wanted to quickly say I love you. And I love these little shout-outs to the beginning, you guys. These are awesome. I've been following you since you were doing small meetups in Phoenix.
Seriously,
so glad to have been following you all these years. Anyways, my gym story happened about 3 months ago. A little history. I have an almost 2-year-old son and lifted the whole pregnancy with him as well. I was 33 weeks pregnant with my daughter and I was cleared by my doctor to lift and work out. Ooh, Brittany's going to get heated about this one if it's like a negative one. I was doing some rows when this guy walks up and says, can I work in? Mid-set. And I was like, oh, I'm almost done if you just want to wait like a minute or two and I'll wipe it off for you. And then he then started trying to flirt. Like, what? First, I'm married. Second, I'm super pregnant. Saying I caught his eye across the gym and I have really good gains and wanted to know how long I'd been training. I literally started laughing and stood up. The look on his face was priceless. As I stood up, I simply just said, thanks, but I'm married and I'm also pretty pregnant right now. I appreciate the compliment on my gains though. Then I just walked away to get the spray and wipe the equipment for this dude. I got home and told my husband and he laughed and was like, I literally told you, you don't look pregnant from behind at all. So there's my little awkward, funny self-confidence boost when I was literally at the tail end of my second pregnancy. Gave birth February 22nd of this year and now we are just taking in the newborn stage and healing.
Oh my goodness. Wait, this will be exactly a month postpartum for you because this will go up 3/22 and you gave birth 2/22. That is so tender. Well, yes, that is a major compliment through and through that he complimented you like while you're pregnant. That would make me feel like good, but also always a little bit uncomfy, but still like, okay, cool.
Good for you though, girl. Yeah. That's way better than we were hiking and some dude asked Brittany if she was pregnant with twins. I'm like, homie, if he wasn't like 80 years old, I totally would have fought him. But, you know, he was old. So
I was like 5 months pregnant and he's like, are you 9 months pregnant with twins? I'm like, dang, am I that big, bro? Like, thanks for commenting on my body.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
things not to say.
Just would you don't wait? Say anything.
So he was like 80 years old. Would you rather have him flirted with you?
No, I'm pretty sure I just kept walking and moved on.
Yeah.
I don't really remember if I said anything. I don't remember. Okay, next story. It says, hi, Britt, Darian, and Vinny. We've just put Vinny down for sleep. Okay, the story is, I have been lifting for about 3 years now, and when I tell you I've never had an encounter at the gym, leave me speechless. I am not kidding. I'm a college student who lifts at the gym about 5 minutes off of campus. Ever since I've started lifting there, I've had guys approach me in the gym, and it's usually a short talk before I find a way to get back to my lift. A few weeks ago, I walked by this man in the gym to re-rack my weights. And when I walked back by him to get to my bench, he stopped me and said, your hair smells so good.
Oh.
Ah! I stared at him not really knowing what to say, so I said thanks and turned away. He kept talking, saying that when I walked by, he caught a whiff of my hair and thought it smelled really nice. I was like, okay. But he did not get the hint that I was not interested. He proceeded to talk to me later in the conversation, telling me that he is a dad of a 6-year-old boy and asked if I would be willing to help his son with homework after finding out that I was an elementary ed major. What? I'm screaming. Okay. He, quote, makes music, unquote, and works at Red Lobster, telling me that he comes to the gym on his breaks and mentioned that my workouts always look killer, going on to ask for my Snapchat so that I could listen to the music he produces. I quickly said no and that I have a boyfriend for a year, of which I do not, haha, then saying that I need to get going. Long story short, this encounter seems surreal, and I was very caught off guard when this man in his late 20s started out by telling me that my hair smelled good. Ew, I hope you and your family are doing well.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
What's funny is the way he had his conversation, he's just like telling you about himself. Your workouts look killer. Hey, let's get the snap. I'm like, you know, it sounds like he's got some good conversation. The problem is, A...
He's a man who's not going to college and goes to the college gym. I know it's like off campus, but
so there's like A, B, and C. So yeah. A,
this man knows what he's doing.
Non-college man creeping girls out at a college gym.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, Vinny.
Okay, we just took a little break. That was okay. Darren and I are like mid-conversation and Vinny comes creeping in from his room. Hi, Mom. I wake up. He's so cute. But it like also it's, like was so alarming because like I think he's asleep and I turn around and he's right there.
So it's 8:45. He went to bed like an hour ago. Yeah. So we thought he was like long asleep. Woo. It always just scares you a little bit.
Little jump scare right there.
Okay.
It was so cute. I want to keep it in. So where were we?
A, B, and C.
A, B, and C. The guy.
Non-college guy kind of creeping girls out. Hey, he said he like sniffed your hair, like, and that was his conversation starter.
Is he trying to just be different?
And then he's like,
I don't know.
Oh yeah, my kid is 6. Oh, could you help him with his homework? Yeah, dude, that is hot. I would love to come help your son with homework. Man. Thank you for the date.
Man, yeah. Yeah, just bad all around.
Okay, so this one says, hey guys, before I get into my story, I just want to take a second and hype you guys up a little bit. Ooh, okay, there's a couple paragraphs of this hype. Brittany, first, your content has seriously changed my mindset about the gym. I appreciate you and your personality so much, and I thank you so much for sharing it with us. I know it can get hard sometimes doing social media, but I truly do think that you are meant to do social media, and I was meant to find your channels. You have inspired me. More than I can explain over the last 8 months, I have followed you. There have been multiple times that I've been laying in bed, gym skipped for that day, and then I come across a TikTok of yours, and I completely change for the best. And for that, I love you, girly. Also, side note, thank you for actually replying on Instagram. You are one of the only ones who have actually answered a couple of my questions. I appreciate that level of dedication and love for us. I agree with that, Britt. You work really hard.
I try my best. I love you,
and she does love you guys. Darian, ooh, I get a little shout out. You inspire me in a different aspect of my life, which is school. Your grind for your dreams and goals are so, so, so inspiring and have pushed me to never give up. I graduated from a major university in Canada this past June, from psychology, social work, and sociology, and one program with a minor in criminology.
Wow.
It's been hard finding a job, but with your words on the podcast, I know that if this is really what I want to do, then I should never be quitting or selling myself short. I seriously love you both so much. Thanks for letting us into your lives. And also, come to Canada, please.
Oh, okay, wait. I want to come to Canada, and I want to give you a big hug. I actually have so many friends in Canada, so definitely something's happening, for sure. I'm going to hit up all my girls.
I mean, we are so close to Toronto.
I know,
we should do a Toronto meetup.
All my girlies, I'm trying to think where they all live. I think they live more on the west side.
Ooh, that's far, then. That's really far. I'm going to just chat.
Yeah, but it's just a flight away. I'm going to get Vinny's passport, and I'm going to chat, and let's do like a big party over there. I'm gonna do it.
Do you know what's crazy?
Coming to Canada.
So I didn't know this till we lived in Michigan, but people here in Detroit, when they turn 19, or really just Michigan, when they turn 19, they drive across the border to Canada to get drunk because you can drink when you're 19.
Yes.
And they let you right back across the border. From when I was talking to some native Michiganders here, they just let you right back across the border, just like slosh drunk, just like kids.
My gosh, that's so funny.
Like, that's so funny. Like, coming from the West, you never even think that stuff is, you're just like, oh, it's 21.
Yeah.
That you can drink. But that's like the thing here. Like, hey, I'm 19, let's go to Canada.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so funny. All right. Anyways, so this happened years ago. Did I already read?
No, go ahead and read the story.
Did I read the last one?
No, I think I read the last one. It's your turn.
So this happened years ago when I was chronically boy crazy for any boy who had a pulse, honestly. I was just starting my health journey for the second time, and I went to a pretty large gym with an open concept, so everyone saw everything, essentially. Parentheses, this was terrible for me in this situation. I was on an elliptical when my crush from school walked in. I immediately started panicking, and in my panic, I began to try to run to the change rooms to not allow him to see me in my gym clothes, when my foot got caught in the machine and I face planted into the machine that was next to mine.
Oh no.
Face into bar type face plant. When I say the gym went silent, the gym was silent. Like I said before, the open concept came to bite me in the butt this day. The manager ran over to see if I was okay, but I was not. And I'm still not. But I managed to get into the change room without him seeing me. So I guess mission accomplished, except for my ego. Never went back. LOL. Honestly, question for the group. Would you go back to that?
Yeah, no, everyone answer that question. I'm curious if you would go back.
If you had a mortifying experience at a gym, would you still go back?
Bro, I have two times when I've had really bad, embarrassing moments I've gone back. But it's taken me a couple days, and the first day back was insane anxiety. Like, I overthought everything. I was so stressed out. But as soon as I went back, I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, everything's fine. But, dude, the manager came over. Oh, I don't know what's worse. People just trying to ignore the fact that it happened, or, like, getting the attention. I feel like whenever I get attention after something embarrassing, like, it makes me cry.
Like, what if?
It's, like, so much worse for me.
So, like, oh, no. What if? So, you fall. You, like, smack your face. Your nose is bleeding. Would you rather people just, like, kind of glance over and, like, just give you a nod? Like, hey, you good? All right, cool. Like, you just like plastered your face. Yeah. Oh, you good? All right.
Dude, I'd rather nobody even look up. I'd rather people just everyone look at the floor, and I'm like, but
that's,
yeah, okay.
That's even worse. Like, you know, you would go home feeling worse about yourself. You're like, dude, I just broke my nose in front of 10 people. Like, no one cared. No one cared. Dude,
I literally, like,
you would rather, bro, you would rather no one care.
Yeah. And then I'd go, like, do some pull-ups or something so everyone knew I was okay, and then I'd go in the locker room and cry. Nose. Yeah. And then I'd just go home and cry. Oh, that's what happened when I literally broke my body under the Smith machine. I had to do one more set. The accordion fold. Oh. I've told the story, right?
Did you scorpion yourself? Guys, the scorpion is where people fall. Like, and they hit their chest, and then they roll, hit their head, and then their legs come from back behind them.
And hit their head?
And their heels smack their head.
Yeah, no, that's so exactly.
That's a scorpion.
That is exactly what happened to me, and 185 was on the bar. And I got up, gosh. And I did one more set, and then I left and cried.
Wow.
It was bad.
I'm crying.
Dude, but your crush is involved on this. Like, I don't know if I could go back.
Yeah. Man. It's so funny because
it is. You, like, just have to laugh, man.
When we were dating, this would have been absolutely mortifying. And now that we're, like, married, have a kid, or going to that phase of life, it's like, if this happened to me, I think I'd just kind of, I would still go back 100%.
Yeah.
And you just own it because everyone just is glad it wasn't them. Nobody cares.
Yeah, probably. I love that story. Thank you for writing. And hopefully we go to Canada soon. Hi, Brittany. I listen to your podcast religiously. I'm so happy that I found it. So my sister was crushing on an influencer in my hometown. She showed me a few videos, and I found out he went to my gym. Once I knew his face, it seemed like I always saw him everywhere. Every time I did, I text her, "The eagle has landed." Princess Diaries reference. Yes, I tried using him to get her to the gym with me, but she has still yet to join me. She's since moved on from her crush, but I'm still tempted to wingman for her. Maybe just slip her number to him in between sets, or is that stalkerish?
We got some juice in here. All right.
Maybe, like, if he's a influencer, like, if she's still into it, like,
oh yeah, dabble just DM online, him.
Or like, if there ever is a need for a conversation. I don't know. I, like, wouldn't want to throw your sis under the bus, but just, like, chat, have a convo, see where it's at. And then, like, if that ever did come up, you could.
I feel like.
Durian just yawned.
Like, I just yawned so loud. I think the sister should DM, because then he could, rather than, like, knowing that you gave him her number and then he never texts.
Yeah, but it says, like, I guess she's not crushing on him anymore. That's still so cool. Like, what are the chances you go to his gym? If opportunity ever arises, like, she's got a way.
Hmm. You could go for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she's moved on. No, I don't know. If she's moved on, I wouldn't slip the number. No.
Why do I want to know who it is?
I know. Influencer. Where's your hometown?
I know.
All right. Well, yeah, my vote is don't slip the number, but maybe if you talk to him, see if he knows your sister, and then you can like kind of bring it up that way.
Yeah, like catch a vibe first. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. Okay, next one, Darian.
All right. Hi, Britt and Darian. My favorite podcast. Love you guys. Love you.
Love you.
Miss Anonymous, Anonymous. Here's my wholesome gym story. I met my husband while working at a gym. I worked front desk, and it was his first time ever coming into the gym, and I was working that shift. I signed him up for a day pass and definitely was caught off guard by him. I didn't think too much of it when a week later, my friend said he was asking about me. Our mutual friends helped introduce us, and the rest is history. We dated for a few years and just got married this January.
Oh, my God.
Hope I can meet you guys someday. You're the best, dude.
This is so wholesome.
Come out to events if we ever have them.
Yeah.
We'd love to meet you.
This is so cool. I love that.
I love marriage stories and like how we met stories. That's a
like
cute one.
At the gym. Wouldn't that be so romantic if that was us, Darian?
But to be honest, I was putting myself in her perspective when like she finds out he's asking about her.
Oh, it makes you feel like a million
bucks.
Aren't
you just so stoked? You're like, oh, that hot guy. Oh, he's asking about me.
Yeah.
You're just freaking on cloud nine.
You're just like walking around like, ooh, you know.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah. No, those were the vibes.
Because you never want to be the one chasing, you know? So when the other person's already asking and you're already interested, you're just like, dude, it's on. It is on.
I'm so happy. Congratulations on getting married. Big hugs. So this one says, hey, Brett, I love your podcast. It's always my go-to choice to listen when I'm on a walk or warming up at the gym. Let's go, Team Never Skip a Warm-Up. I finally have a story to share, and it's actually so, so kind. I usually don't talk to many people at the gym, AirPods in, head down, kind of just do my thing, mostly because I'm trying to avoid odd comments and such. But the other day, I was reminded of how nice people can be. I was trying to max out on my bench at 165. I had done 180 previously. Oh, I had done 160 previously, and I failed twice in a row, which is good progress because I never wanted to push myself too hard because I was worried about failing in front of others. When it was all said and done, this guy on the rack next to me got my attention and, long story short, basically said, "That was freaking," he used a different word, "impressive. I've never seen another girl come even close to benching that much. You're awesome. Keep it up." After my fail, that was so kind to hear. 5 minutes later, I was doing some lat raises and another guy came up to me and said, "Excuse me, I don't want to interrupt, but I just had to say you're absolutely gorgeous and I see you in here busting your butt all the time. Keep it up." Two sweet strangers in one day. It was a good reminder to me that not all people or men in the gym are creepy and weird, and some just want to be genuinely nice. Thanks for reading my story. Yes. Just yes to all of this. And I feel like this is so empowering, especially like as a woman in the gym, to feel not like we need to have validation or to be seen, but anytime anyone compliments you after working so hard, like a lot of us who go to the gym, like this is our hobby. So anytime like there's any kind of progress or anytime someone like compliments your craft, like I know that sounds like kind of weird, but like you're literally benching 160, 165. Like this is your craft. Like you are literally so freaking strong. And so like I just love that for you. And I'm so proud of you. And dude, 160, let's go.
Dude, do girls ever do that to guys?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
From your perspective, are girls ever like, "Hey, that was awesome"?
Oh, yeah. For sure. You don't think?
I don't know.
Oh, no. If I see heavyweight, like I just am thinking of that one guy from the gym that we used to see in Arizona. But you know who I'm talking about. Yes. That was always like, dude, that is so impressive. Like, I'm so, like, that's insane. Perfect form, heavy, heavy weight, moving lifts like butter. Like, you're just like, that is amazing. Because this is such a skill and a craft. And, like, you have to be so dedicated to have proper form, proper technique, and lift heavy.
I know, without getting injured,
without being injured. So, like, I love that.
I passed my, like, let's go nuts and do all the crazy lifts phase to now I'm like, scared of getting injured phase.
Oh yeah, well there's totally different phases. I mean, that's
no, those are the days.
I
good
love
for
that.
You girlfriend. Yeah. Dude, I don't even know if I can bench 165 now. I'm not even, not even gonna lie, that's a freaking lot of weight, dude.
So what I was also gonna say is, like, I agree 100%, like, not all men or people are creepy in the gym, even when they give compliments like that. Like, I feel like it really does depend on the vibe. It depends on the person who's getting the compliment and the person who's giving. So, like, I know a lot of times, like, these gym stories can be just dragging people, giving, like, unnecessary comments and feedback, but really it depends on the person and the vibe. And it seems like the vibe was just here for this. I feel like I said vibe 100 times on this podcast, but yeah, I just love this example. Thank you so much for writing in. This was an awesome one to read, and keep killing it. I'm so proud of you.
Also, I'm glad that you just took it for what it was and weren't like, "Ugh, don't talk to me like I know I'm hot. Just stop flirting."
Oh my gosh.
But also, no. Because some girls, like, anytime a guy talks to them, they're just like, "Oh my gosh, like, you're a creep." In fact, TikTok is popping off about it, and it's so funny. Like, there's guys that'll be working out, like, in front of the rack or, like, close to the rack, and a girl comes up and starts working out in front of them, and they, like, pull their beanie over their head and, like, continue to curls so that they, like, can't possibly look at the girl and get blamed. Oh, it's so funny.
It's such a fragile line to walk. It really, really is.
Because girls have just been, like, popping off. There's one in specifically, but we don't care about drama. Okay.
No, we don't.
Because Joey Swole pops up on my thing a lot, and Joey Swole's always tripping at the bullies.
Joey, including awesome,
including the girls that are, like, bullying guys
Oh, we need to get on. I need to try and get him on the
podcast. I would love to have Joey Swole on the podcast.
We might need a lot of help. Like, I will probably have everybody go spam one of his, like, Instagram posts and, like, tag me in the podcast. And if we get, like, literally even, like, 200 people to do that, maybe he'll agree to be on it if we just absolutely spam him.
Yes.
So stay tuned to see our efforts of getting him on this podcast.
Like, he is this podcast. His vibe
I feel
is
like,
this podcast.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. Okay, stay
tuned. Hi, Brent and Darian. First of all, hi. Please insert all the high praise and love here. Okay, so here's a hilarious, painful gym story. About a month ago, I'm on my first exercise of leg day and increasing my hip thrust weight to hit a PR. But the bench I'm using for back support keeps moving. So I go over to the Smith machines to grab a 45-pound plate off the rack. And it just so happens that two of my best friends are on the Smith machines. And we get to chatting about our gym crushes that are only about 20 feet away, by the way. Well, your girl must have got distracted while lifting the plate off the rack, and it fell directly on my big toe. Oh, I hopped around and said a few curse words, thinking I could walk it off, while trying not to be utterly humiliated in front of everyone, including my gym crush. After a minute or so, I realized that my toe hurt really bad. I take my shoe off to see a very bloody sock. Oh, no. Oh. Then the sock comes off, and I see that my toenail has been detached from the nail bed. Oh, she was still hanging on, the toenail, and I just thought I could put a few band-aids on and get back on the leg day. I got through one of my hip thrust sets before I got lightheaded. Oh, one set of my hip thrust PRs before I got lightheaded. Turns out my toe bone broke so bad it popped through the nail bed, and that's why my toenail was detached. My toenail was stitched back on, only to be removed a few days later, and I was placed in a walking boot. Although I can't say I'd advise this, I did hit the gym the next morning after the toe incident for my push and core day. Guys, my toes are curled right now. I'm like protecting my toes from non-existent weight. Oh. She says, you don't have to read this, but it's a fun fact I love about my life. Oh, all my best friends from childhood go to the gym between 5 and 7 a.m., and it's a blast. We also live in the same apartment complex, so you could basically say I'm living the dream. Okay, kind of jealous. That's so fun.
Oh, that's 100% living the dream. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, but let's talk about what's not awesome. Bro, the bone coming out and popping off your toenail. Not the bloody sock. Not you going back in for another set after. Gym girls, we are a different breed. Like, let's freaking go.
Apparently.
Like, this is so... Sorry, this is so bad, eh? A little bit? I don't know. But also, like, bro,
you broke. You guys, it takes a lot. Dang it. It takes a lot to get me...
Are you woozy, man?
Cringing. I guess toenails is my trigger. Literally.
Toenail trigger.
Yeah. Wow. Literally worked on a trauma unit as a nurse, and the toenail is what's going to get me.
Man, I am so sorry that happened.
You're a very good writer, though. You just, like, you gave all the detail.
The 45-pound, man. Okay,
let's move on.
Oh, Darian needs to move on. Okay, this is a sweet gym story. Me and my husband are new to town, and this gym, it's a really small garage gym, definitely different from a big gym. We always go around 10 p.m., and there's always a guy there when we go. We always did the dad head nod when we see each other, and he says bye to us when he leaves. One day, I end up going alone, and him and his buddy is there working out. About 20 minutes in, he asked if I was okay with him taking his shirt off because there was no AC. I thought that was very polite and respectful and really appreciated him asking. Next time we see him, I'm with my brother-in-law, and we do the usual hello, and while we're leaving, he introduces himself and vice versa. Being new to town, it was so cool to make a gym friend and not be uncomfortable working out in a small gym with a stranger. I don't know why this situation makes me so happy. I'm going to go ask his girlfriend if she wants to lift with me sometimes. I love y'all so much, by the way. Okay.
Making a new friend.
No, but like, this is gold because your gym anxiety could be so heightened. I'm the same type of person where, like, if it's a small space and there's only like one or two other people, until you break that ice and that barrier of like seeing how they are, I don't know. I always just get a little bit anxious having there be one or two people versus there being 20. I don't know. Is that like an introvert thing? Like, I'm okay with a bigger gym and crowds of people, but if there's just like one other person in there, like, you kind of have to at some point just introduce yourself. Like, it's just you, it's and
like,
the other person.
It's like the elevator principle. Yeah. I will say, though, I'm very extroverted, and I will say there's days where I will not talk to someone on the elevator.
I never talk to anyone.
No.
Like, I do sometimes. I really do. I'm nice. I just get scared sometimes.
How'd your day go? Good?
How are you?
Good. All right. See ya.
Yeah. Or as I leave, I'll be like, hey, have a good one. You know, like I've been doing a lot better of coming out of my shell, I'll say, but No, that's so cool that like you're feeling comfortable, you're in this new area, you're in this gym, and he was so thoughtful to you and respectful. That just always goes such a long way with me as well. So that makes me so happy.
Okay, this one is very short. It says, I was working out with my friend and a lady came up to me and said, quote, so this must be your daughter. My friend and I are both 24.
Oh, no. No.
That's not funny. Oh, all right. No. One time, this same person, one time I was on the elliptical and a gym trainer got on the one next to me to talk. He told me I've been his gym crush forever.
Oh.
He then asked what I'm training for and told me he's noticed a lot of progress in my body, but not in a creepy way. Oh. Quote, I'm married and was caught off guard, so I didn't really say anything. I still see him every day at the gym, and now it's just awkward.
Bro, just leave it at you've been my gym crush. Just leave it at that, man. Especially if you're married.
Notice a lot of progress in your body.
Oh, and he's a gym trainer, so that means he's probably seen your profile and or seen you with your significant other. So for him to like make a... Bro, come on. Do Unless that. If you never go to the gym with your spouse, like maybe he really didn't know.
Be better, gym trainer. Be better.
But I mean, hey, you got the compliment, so.
Yeah, I mean, still, hey. Does it still feel good, though? You're like, hey, someone thinks I'm hot.
Yeah, but then also, like.
Or are girls really that, like, they just know they're hot?
No.
Because that's really conceited. No. I feel like if anyone said. I feel like if anyone said I was attractive. I would just like it. Like, thank you.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm laughing so much. Okay, let's move on to the ones from Instagram. We're just going to read a couple more. Okay, I got a couple more. So this one says, I was doing walking lunges by the men's bathroom. My gym is really small. It says in parentheses. And someone recently pooped and some guy walked by and blamed me. He thought I pooped myself. I was like, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Get real.
Bro.
Get real.
Not this guy thinking.
Girls don't poop. Freaking get real, dude.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to read one more, then I'll pass the phone. This one says, this isn't my story, but my brother straight threw up trying to deadlift 500 pounds. And it's on video. Bro, send this in. Dude, you can blur the face out, but
I've actually
crying.
Seen that before. People just absolutely Ralph trying to lift weights.
I'm dead.
I don't know.
Bro. Was it like a lot? Chunky? A little? I don't know, man.
I don't know why the way this person said this is so funny.
What is it?
It says, I farted thinking I was the only one there and I looked behind me and a father and son were there. I don't know why I think that's so funny.
Not the father-son. The father-son duo.
They're both. He's just like, son, you don't want eat. You need better in your life.
It's the protein farts.
Oh man, that's so funny.
Remember, you have to drag at the bottom, Darian, because it's a screen record.
Oh, got it. Oh, we need to read
okay, yeah, let's grab that one.
Okay, this comes from a dear friend of ours. You know who you are, sir. Guys, I saw Brit's story that said she wanted gym stories, and I realized I've never told you about this one. I was doing leg press back in college, and I thought it was super sick to throw a ton of plates on there for minimal reps. I did that, and when I was done, I went to take off the weight. Well, I took all the weight off one side, and then the leg press was not bolted down.
Oh.
So yes, the leg press tipped over. And because the weight all slid to the end of the bar, I couldn't lift the leg press back up to get the weight off, and it was just stuck. I had to get 5 people to help out with it, left the gym, never went back, and realized that the whole, quote, throw a lot of weight on the leg press thing wasn't that sweet.
Oh, man. Not tipping the leg press over, because then you're, like, labeled as that guy.
Well, first off... Before I had heard this story from this friend, I have never in my life, I haven't even seen a TikTok of someone tipping a leg press over.
Dude.
So, well done. Well done.
Oh, no. Okay, this one says, my trainer and my shag buddy of 4 years have the same name. I accidentally texted my trainer while at the gym asking if he wanted to shag. Bro, how did you get out of that one?
Whoa.
Oh.
That's bad.
What happened? Where's the end of that story? Where's the end of that one?
That's bad.
And we're going to end with this one. One time, I started going to the gym, and I didn't stop. That's it. That's the story.
Boom. Mic drop.
That's the best story of all. Because if we all just went to the gym and never stopped, we too would have a story to tell.
Can't stop, won't stop. Won't stop.
So, you guys, action.
Your eyes closed.
Action is the word this week, all right? Just go and do.
You already know what I'm thinking when you say that. I'm not going to sing the song, but I want to.
Okay, okay. All right, so. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what is happening? Brittany. Oh, my gosh. I was holding Brittany's phone and it was possessed.
All right, you guys. So, yes, Darian is right. Action is the word of the week. And I want everybody. What's the challenge? You're so good at giving challenges, Darian. What's everyone's challenge?
Oh.
Just putting it into action.
Okay. Word of the week is action. What I want you to do is stop planning and just start doing.
You gotta redo that.
It's never gonna be perfect. Start acting, start doing. Take the first step this week. Whatever your plan is, take the first step of it this week without any further planning and just see what happens. Start figuring it out on the way.
And you have to comment on the Instagram when you've done that action. You can DM or comment. That's your accountability. Check in that you have done something.
So if you're trying to talk to your gym crush, make the first move. Make eye contact. Smile. Do one of those things.
If you're trying to
stop planning. If you're trying to start a business. I don't know.
If you're trying to make new friends at school, if you're trying to apply for a new job, if you're searching for a new job, if you're trying to move across country, if you're trying to break up with an ex, take the action item. Do the thing that you know is hard, but you know that you need to do. And that is how we're going to end today's podcast episode. Thank you all, everyone, for listening. And thank you so much for writing in. It's always so fun to do these episodes. I just always feel so much closer to you. And I also love to hear that you guys enjoy these. And just so we're not all alone, they're entertaining. They're fun. Got some good laughs and some giggles. So
please go over to Apple or Spotify. Leave us a review. It will help more people find this podcast so we can grow this family. We really want to reach like a ton of people and really grow this family, because the podcast family is way cooler than I thought it ever could be. So
yeah, it's so cool because it's like what we get to do together too. So yeah, anytime you comment or share or read a review, like, it really helps with this podcast. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye.
See ya.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.